Hi, have you ever had a family secret and didn't know what to do about it? Have you ever had to keep a family secret and wonder how you're going to deal with it or if you're ever going to tell? I'm your host, Bonnette Wright, and we're going to talk about how to deal with family secrets. Now, I'm going to share a family secret that I actually had to deal with. I was about 6 years old. And I was on the playground. It was the summer, and I'm out there playing, and I realized that, okay, I'm just normal kid enjoying playground or whatever. And one of my neighbors came up to me, and she says, "You're adopted." Well, I'm six. I have no idea what adoption is. And I said, "No, I'm not." And she says, "Yes, you are." That's in a typical six-year-old conversation. So I did what any kid would do. I went home and I asked my mom, "Am I adopted?" Now I'm sure my mother was not prepared to hear the word adopted coming from a six-year-old. And just as any mother would, she said to me, "God adopts everyone." So with that information, I ran back to the playground because I was empowered. And I told that little girl, I said, "My mama said, God adopts everybody. So that means you too." And she told me, "No, those are not your real parents." Now, a few things happened at that time. One, she said I was adopted. I'm six. I couldn't even spell adopted. And the second thing that was an impact was that she said, "Real. They're not your real parents." Well, at that point at six, I kind of just realized that, you know, my mom has already told me that God adopts everybody. So I didn't need to really ask anything else about that because I figured she just didn't know what she was talking about. And my mom is right. And that's just the way it is. But what I learned from that as years went on was that that was our family secret. And I think at that point in time, my parents really didn't know or really wasn't willing to let that information you reveal. But what I've learned is that there are three different types of family secrets. There are individual secrets, there are internal family secrets, and then there are shared family secrets. So I'm going to talk about those three and how you can maneuver and navigate and how to really get through those. The individual secret is kept by one person, but it's usually kept from the rest of the family. And sometimes it may be something that that one individual person is going through and they don't want anybody else to know. But holding on to one topic can be very emotional and it can be very vulnerable in other facets of a family member's life. Now, an internal family secret was something that I experienced. And an internal family secret and a shared family secret kind of go hand in hand. The internal family secret involves at least two people keeping the secret from one or many other family members. In this case, it was keeping the secret from me. Well, the thing about it is parents usually keep an internal family secret because they don't want to hurt anyone, or they think they're doing it for the best reason. Now, the shared family secret, now this is information that is known within a family, but it's forbidden to outsiders. And once it's out, it's usually like a taboo, or it's most likely to be a center topic, but it's never supposed to go outside of the family. And people have many reasons why they kind of protect that family secret. They don't want any judgment. They're dealing with possible consequences. And then it's privacy. So once again, like I said, my family secret was being adopted. So I'm going to share with you also how I came through that. As time went on, as I said before, I was 6 years old. And my parents just really wasn't expecting to know how they were going to navigate through this. And I think that had it been to the point that they never would have ever had to reveal it, they probably wouldn't have. because it was a different time and it was a different era. But then about 3 years later, I was probably about 9, my mom and my dad decided that they would discuss with me just limited information about me being adopted and the reason why. And they did it as best they could to the level of a 9-year-old. But one of the great things about it is that they gave me so much love and so much support and never made it feel like a stigmatism that it never really bothered me as far as knowing that I was adopted. I began to understand it. My mom and my dad explained what it was and just made me comfortable with who I was. So that's one of the things about a family secret, is how it's shared and how it's revealed. All right, hang on, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with the reasons why family secrets can be harmful and how to get over them.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones. Welcome to my new podcast. It's called Taking the Lead, Be the First on Your Chain of Command. The show will be airing at 7 o'clock on Thursday. This show is for first responders and military service members who are looking to transition in careers. Show will air 7 o'clock every Thursday. Looking forward to seeing you there.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. Hi, welcome back to The Hand That You've Been Dealt. I'm Vonette Wright, and we're going to get right back into reasons why family secrets can be harmful. Now, one of the reasons, keeping a family secret, it can destroy a relationship. As I said in my own situation, but my parents being upfront and honest, it didn't damage the relationship. It only made it better. The second is keeping secrets can affect children's lives. Now, when you do this, sometimes you think you're doing it for all the right reasons, but believe me, children somehow personally feel responsible for any undercurrent that's going on. If it's bad, they think it's their fault. So, you know, keeping those secrets, it can be harmful and it can affect your children's lives. Keeping secrets can cause suspicions and resentment. You know, when you keep a secret within a family, it can ignite feelings of suspicion and resentment among family members, especially if there's other people that know. So trust is severely compromised when family members learn that a secret, especially one that is compounded by a lie, has been hidden from them. The fourth thing is keeping secrets can create a false sense of reality. When you keep a secret within a family, it can create, especially among kids, that they're just not being told the truth, or that they didn't feel that they should have, were worthy enough to know. And the fifth one is keeping secrets can really cause illness. We never think about that, but studies have shown that keeping any type of secret, whether it's a traumatic, whether it's something small and minute, can cause distress and guilt for a person that's carrying the burden of that knowledge. Even silence could be possible headaches, backaches, digestive problems can occur. So we want to always know that keeping family secrets, any type of a secret, even in your professional and in your personal life, it can cause possible harm. But here's the thing. Here's how to address any type of secret, family secret, without causing a rift. Why do we love our loved ones? Why do we do that? Besides the shame and the guilt, we want to always save that person. We think that it's going to protect them. So in some circumstances, keeping a secret is maybe okay, but if it's going to cause hurt and harm, we definitely want to always reveal that or talk to the person about it. Then you have to look at the health versus privacy. Is it harmful keeping this secret? If it's going to cause stress on someone or that person, then there's no reason that we should even hold a secret. It's just not worth it. You have to have that courage to open up. People often reveal secrets when, you know, they've got the confidence and the just the understanding that it's going to be okay. And it heals relationships. Definitely. Anyone that's carrying a secret, be it a family member, be it something in your professional life, it can heal that relationship. But the main way of healing all of this is honesty. Just plain old honesty. Now, another way to also handle family secrets and any type of secret would be pick your moment. Select a time. That's the number one. You don't want to do it during an upcoming event or a wedding or a birthday or right after a funeral. That wouldn't be great. Pick the person that you want to talk to about. Let it be one person. If you think that you can usually tell in a, you know, in a area or at a time that it's somewhere that's going to be neutral, on neutral ground, definitely do that. And then start with disclosing to the person most affected by the secret, and then allow that person to decide if and when they want to widen their circle. Getting some support. Now, this one is probably the most important, because if you don't have a solid support system, it's going to be really, really difficult for you to feel that you can reveal the secret or you can even share it. If you can, have your pastor or your clergy, or go to them. That's always a great support system. If you also can, have a therapist or a counselor. That's always very beneficial. Any type of professional help could help you sort through the feelings and put together a healthy action plan for how to tell the secret. And it also may help you understand why you kept the secret in the first place. The fourth thing is be prepared for repercussions. Because remember, you withheld the secret, and the other person has a right to be hurt, angry, and you need to be ready and prepared and sturdy enough to handle it. Because from their point of view, you withheld the truth, and that's just like lying. So steady yourself with the anger that might come, and know that with patience and openness comes healing in time. Now, the fifth one, that's one we usually sometimes now in today's generation, we have a little bit of difficulty with. And that's keep the information close. There's a difference between disclosing a secret to those who should know it and then babbling on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, or whatever social media platform you choose to. But one thing is, once a secret is told, it's no longer private. So with my situation, I just want to share that as time went on, I was made aware. I also was able to establish a relationship with my biological mother, and it's been wonderful. The great thing about it was that my parents were open and allowed me to understand it on the level of a child, and I didn't wait to become an adult. Oftentimes, adults find out this information, and it's very traumatic for them. So what I want to leave you with is, if you've got a family secret or you've been told a family secret, don't hold it in. Let it marinate for a minute, but then always be open and honest about it. Pick your time when you're going to tell this person. Analyze everyone that's involved, because in the long run, you don't want to do hurt, and you don't want to do harm, and you don't want anything to manifest, because it does take its toll, and you don't know how that person's going to feel. We have to remember that people, we don't own them. You know, they're rented, so we don't have that right to take that away from them for what they need to know. And I guess I want to say that at the end of the day, we want to always be someone that is kind of open and that they can, that you can go to and just kind of be that support system. So like I said, I want to leave you with the one thing that I kind of use as my mantra. And it says, it's Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Now, this is my first podcast. I'm Vonette Wright, and this is The Hand That You've Been Dealt. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of each other.